God is a good God, and my message is a simple message. It's not a time to give up. It's not a time to throw in the towel. It's not a time to become disillusioned by what you've lost and who left you and what opportunities went past. And I want you to understand tonight that the power of God has the ability to restore everything. That's why Joel chapter 2 verse 25 says that I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten, the swarming locusts, and talks about the four different types of locusts that comes our part. And then and he says, this is what God will do. He will restore the years. And I believe that we are in this season of restoration. I don't know how bad your situation looks. But I want you to know that God is restoring. Your children will be restored. Your family will be restored. Your marriage will be restored. Your ministry will be restored. Your health will be restored. It doesn't matter what the diagnosis looked like, but the spirit of restoration is the spirit of God. And God says, I don't care where you find yourself. I want you to know that my restoring power is in your midst tonight. And I need you to step out of your current reality and to begin to look into your future possibility, because more often than not, it is not how things look, but how we look at things. It's not how your situation look. It's got everything to do how you look at things. And God says, I want you to look at your life and look at your situation through the lenses of my word. I want you to look at your children that's on drugs, and look at your money that's going funny, and look at the stuff that's happening in your life that you cannot even explain what's happening. You cannot even articulate what's happening. You cannot even fathom, and you don't know why things are happening. You're supposed to be blessed, but you are more broke. You're supposed to experience the joy, but you are more down. You're supposed to experience the height of your life, and some of you never thought that you will be at this age, at this stage of your life, that you will be where you are, because you planned your life and you set your life out the way things were supposed to happen, but how it was supposed to happen never happened, and life just happened. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That you had your plan and you said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what. But little did you know, now all of a sudden that your married children, you've got to take care of your married kids right now. And all of a sudden there's some extra family burdens that have come upon you, that now you have to sit and have to deal with the dilemma of your life. And what you thought was going to work out did not work out the way you think it will work out. But God says, I want you not to be despondent. I want you not to get depressed. Want you not to be discouraged. It's not the hour for the church to be discouraged, but there is a hope, a living hope in Jesus Christ, that when you understand the power of the cross, that the cross has a vertical line that shows negativity, but the cross will take every negativity and he bring the vertical line, he'll bring it the horizontal line that shows a minus. But when you put the vertical line and you put Jesus in the center, everything that was a minus becomes a plus. Everything that was distracted becomes added. I want to say to you that you and I are in one of the most blessed seasons of our lives. I believe tonight that God is saying that I'm about to restore everything that the devil has stolen. I don't care what opportunities you have missed out. I don't care what has happened in your life. But God says, I want you to understand that the power of restoration is alive and is active in your life. I need two people just to shout amen, that God will restore everything, that God will restore your brokenness, that God will restore your work, that God will restore your business, that God will restore everything. Are you with me tonight? Come on, are you with me tonight? It is important for us to understand that we have to look at life through the lenses of God's word. For the lenses of God's word says that God still have a plan for us, a plan to prosper us, a plan to give us a hope, and a plan to give us a future. Therefore, it's not how things look, but how you look at things. Ask your neighbor, how are you looking at things? Are you looking at life through the lenses of fear? Are you looking at life through the lenses of anxiety? What lens are you wearing tonight? I have stop by cross culture tonight to say, look again, look again, look again, look again, to see the power of God at work in your life. Look again to see the blessed hope. Look again. Say to your neighbor, look again. Come on, say, look again. It's not how things look, it's how we look at things. There's a lot more blessings right now than burdens in your life. There's a lot more favor in your life right now than obstacles. When we look at life, we see, look at things differently, that every obstacle becomes a miracle, that every difficulty becomes destiny. And it's the power of God, the power of restoration, that allows us to see differently. Are you with me, family? We see differently. Why? Because the first thing that God is about to do, God is about to restore sight. God is about to restore sight. Say with me, sight. Come on, say with me, sight. Sight produces insight. And so when you have sight of who God is, you will have insight of His ability to know that God's ability is never in question. What will always be in question is our inability to believe God's ability. I'm going to try this church right here. I want you to know that you need to ought to have some sight that God's ability is not in question. What will always be in question is my inability to believe God's ability. The question tonight, can you believe God's ability in your life for God to do the impossible? The question tonight is, do you really trust God for a better life? Do you really trust God that, here's a church this side. Do you really know that you can understand that He's still the way maker even when the doors are closing? Can you still believe that He's still the door opener even when everything closing on you? Can you still believe that He's the great deliverer? I say to your neighbor, you've got to see differently. See differently. See differently. See differently. Why? Because more often than not, we look at things, and when we look at things, we get so caught by what we look at, and we focus on the stuff, but we're not looking at the God that is bigger than all what we're going through. Amen. That's why the psalmist come tonight, and the psalmist, Psalm 102, verse 12 and 13. And when I read this portion of scripture, the Lord says, tell the church the following. Tell the church it's time to get excited about God. Tell the church to get excited about the things of God. Tell the church to be walking with expectation and anticipation of a move of the Spirit of God. I don't know what you are anticipating, but I anticipate the move of God to come upon my life, to come upon my home. I'm anticipating a move of God that will be bigger than any move that I've experienced. I'm anticipating a outpouring of the Spirit of God upon my life and upon His church tonight. Come on, I declare tonight, cross culture will never be the same again, because there'll be a greater outpouring of that anointing and the favor of God upon your life. It says the following, Psalm 102, verse 13, with 12 and 13. Praise God. He says, but you, O Lord, are enthroned forever, and the fame of your name endures to all generations. You will arise and have mercy and loving kindness for Zion. It's time to have favor upon her. Wow. I want to say to you tonight, Zion, it's time for favor. He says, read with me, 1, 2, 3. You will, come on, you what? You? One more time, you will complain, you will be filled with anxiety, you will sit in your depression, you will struggle in your setback. No, you will arise. That word arise means to disconnect yourself from your current reality. That word arise means to get unstuck in places that are causing you to get stuck. That word arise means to lift up your head and look into your future with a blessed hope, with a blessed understanding, and allow the joy of the Lord, that is your strength, to fill you. It says, you might arise. Come on, you might arise. There's a possibility that you will arise. No, he says, you will arise. Say to your neighbor, change your will. Change your will to get up of your situation. It says, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. Why? For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. The time to favor her. Okay, sorry. Okay, let me change. The time to bless her. The time to open doors for her. The time to move mountains for her. The time to do the impossible for her has come. Say to your neighbor, there's some stuff that has come and you're still worrying about. You're still crying over stuff that God has already done. He says the time for favor have come. Yes, the set time has come. The set time has come. And thou shalt arise. And favor, my brothers and sisters, is one of the most overlooked blessings that God has bestowed for his church. You need to understand the power of the favor of God has to be God Kairos's moment over your life. Because all of our lives are synchronized with Chronos time, which is watch time. But when the Bible says that the time for set favor has come, and when the Bible says the set time has come, it simply means now that the church of Jesus Christ will experience a move of the kairoses of God. The kairos time of God will do much more for you than what Chronos can do. Right now, we are all synchronized on Chronos time. But everyone is not synchronized on kairos time. And what God is saying to us tonight, that as much as you are so used to Chronos time, it's time to get used to my Kairos time. Okay, let me try this side. You are so used to trying to figure things out because you seem to think that time is against you. But when favor comes, Kairos steps in. And when Kairos steps in, that what will happen is supposed to happen in a long time, God will do it in no time. Okay, let me try this out. He said, I want you to get your minds ready. I want you to get your thinking straight. I want you to take off the lens of the flesh. And I want you to put on the new lenses. Because you are now functioning on a new time. The new time is Kairos time. The new time is God's time. Kairos time is when God decides to do you a favor. Okay, I'm going to try. Here's the church. Kairos time is when God makes up his mind that I'm going to do you a favor. Anybody need a favor from God? Anybody need a door to be opened? Anybody need God to do a miracle? God says, now this is a set time. Or it means that God has set his time so that he can do you a favor. And some of us are so used to disfavor that we don't even recognize the power of God's favor. And you've been trying to figure it out. How is it going to happen? How are things going to look in my life? Look at my age and look at what I need. And you begin to calculate and you'll be trying to, oh God, it's impossible. And God says, don't you understand the power of a Kairos moment? That one Kairos moment upon your life will change your trajectory for the rest of your life. That's why it says, arise. It says, get out of your place of despondency, because the time of favor has arisen. And so, who God provides favor to begins to bring acceleration over your life. Say it with me, acceleration. Acceleration is when God put his speed behind his promise. And when acceleration happened, you and I need to be synchronized. In the season, there are two important things that are coming together. The first thing that is necessary to experience the fullness of God's favor is sound. Say with me, sound. Sound. Sound is internal, but signs are external. Elijah the prophet says, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. He hears the sound of the abundance of rain in the presence of the abundance of lack. I'll say it again. He hears the sound of abundance of rain in the presence of the abundance of lack, which means he's in the presence of lack, but he hears a different sound and he sees a different sign. Are you with me? Okay, you're going to get it next week. Here's a church. Here it is. He says, hey, I'm in the presence of the abundance of lack, but I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by my lack. I see differently. I hear differently. And he says, I hear the sound of abundance. I'm looking at lack, but I hear differently. I'm seeing the shortcomings and the lack, but I hear abundance. So it be sound internal. Sign is external. Say with me one more time. Sound is internal. Say, sign is, one more time, sound internal, sign external. Here it is. Whatever internal sound you make will project an external sign. The problem with the church, we want to see the sign of restoration, but we have the sound of anxiety. Oh, you missed me. The problem with the church is we want to see the sign of improvement, but we have the sound of complaint. Which means now there's a contradictory. You want to see something better, but you are complaining about something worse. And so now there's a conflict in sound, and the reason there's a conflict in sound because there is not the synchronization of sound and sign. Elijah says, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And when he hears the right sound, he produces the right. One more time. You hear the right sound, produce the right. Right now, you have to ask yourself the question, what sound is coming from me? Am I complaining, but I want to see the miracle? Am I negative about my life, but I want to see blessing? Am I more doubting, but I want to see faith? No, my brothers and sisters, the set time of favor is when you set your spirit and you bring sound and sign together. Are you with me? Come on, I need you. I don't want to pour into you, and I need to understand what I'm saying, because it's critical that you make the right sound in a bad situation. Elijah's in a bad situation, but he does not make the sound of the situation. He makes the right sound in a bad situation. And God is saying, I need my people to understand that there is a time of set favor. And the set favor is going to demand a convergence, a coming together of sound and sign. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so, last year, October, the Lord has laid this thing about restoring, because I questioned God. I said, God, why are the saints so struggling? Why are the saints more depressed than the people in the world? Lord, what is going on? And God is saying, they're making the wrong sound. They sound like the world. They complain like the world. They doubt like the world. They speak like the world. And the more you're making the wrong sound, you will never see the right sign. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so God says, if we can bring the sound and the sign together, we will see the power of favor activating over our lives. My son took me to the airport a couple of months ago in October last year, and he said to me, Daddy, and I was talking about what God is doing and how God wants to do things. And he says to me, Daddy, I need you to know that you've done so much. What is on your bucket list? I said, son, one day in the future, I'd like to buy myself a boat. I said to him, and then I went to the retreat where somebody invited us. And the following morning, that was when I told him that he took me to the airport. It was about 10 a.m. in the morning. The following morning, Thursday morning, 10 a.m., I was sitting in the lounge of this friend who invited us. He says to me, Apostle, I couldn't sleep. That God is putting something in my mind about the boat. A boat. A boat. He says he had a bad night. Because the Lord was telling him, give Apostle Oscar a boat. I said, and what did you do? He said, the devil tried to talk me out of this thing. But he says, I could not sleep. I just hear Apostle Oscar boat, Apostle Oscar boat, boat, boat. And he blessed me with a boat worth $25,000. That's exactly what I said. I didn't only say that, but prior to that, that whole week, I've been singing, wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. You laugh at me. I was talking about how God wows you. And I taught this before the boat. Way before the boat, I taught the church about God's wow. And what happened when he tells me, here's the boat. Guess what did I say? Wow. Say with me. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Because that's what God is about to do in your life. Say with me, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Say greater things, greater things, greater things, greater things. Say greater things tonight, greater things, greater things, greater things. Say this word, say from my right now, like sound like this. From my right now to my not yet, I will believe. Say from my right now. From my right now to my not yet, I will believe. Now say greater things, greater things, greater things, greater things. Can you stand for a moment and let's sing wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Can you sing to the person next to you? Say wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Come on, sing it again. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Come on, clap your hands tonight. Say to your neighbor, God's wow is upon your life. Come on, God is about to wow you. Come on, say to the person next to you, God is about to wow you. Come on, say the time for set favor. The time for set favor. God is about to wow you. God is about to wow you. God is about to wow you. God is about to bring you into a season that will blow your mind. God is about to bring you into a season when you set out, this is a set time for your favor. He says, I'm about to bring you into a season of your life where there will be supernatural overflow. I will bring you into a season of your life where I'll pour so much into you that your bonds will not be able to contain it. I'm about to wow upon you. I'm about to wow upon your children. I'm about to wow upon your life. And God, this is the time for your expected favor. You've expected bad stuff, but I want you to understand, I'm about to bring my wow in your now. And when God brings his wow in your now, it will be much bigger in size. It will be much bigger. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I want to release God's prophetic wow over your life, that God will bless you so much that all you will say is wow. You will not be able to explain it. You will not be able to articulate. You will not be able to fathom it. You will not be able to describe it. You will not be able to write it down. But God says, I want you to know that I'm about to wow you for the set time of favor has come upon your life. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me together tonight? Come on, are we together tonight? My brother, you can come. Sister, you all sisters, right? Yeah. And so right now, there are two dimensions of all of us. There's our right now dimension. But then there's all your not yet dimension. And my sister, what's your name? While Sister Pat is in a right now, she will not stay in a right now. Because favor has a way of taking you from your right now to your not yet. Your not yet is your not yet things that God has prepared for you. Your not yet is what the Bible says, what your eyes have not seen, and what your ears have not heard, and what has never come up in your heart, the things that God has prepared for you. And while you're in your right now, God has already prepared your not yet. But God does not live in the not yet. God lives in what is already done. And so before God started you, he provided for you. Because the system of the kingdom says that God first provide before he produce anything. The nature of God is first provision before production. That when God looked at the plant, he first provided the soil and then produced the plant. When he produced the fish, he first started with the provision of the fish. And when God looked at you, God first started with your provision. So everything that you have is already done. And some of us are praying for stuff that God says it's already done. And you've been trying over stuff, God says it's already done. And you've been looking, God says I've already taken care of it. Why are you crying about stuff that's already done? Are you with me, family? And all of us are in our right now, getting ready for your not yet. Your not yet will never look like your right now. You might be in your right now struggle, but you will not stay in your right now struggle. You might be in your right now pain, but you will not stay in your right now pain. You might be in your right now unemployment, and your business are struggling, but it's not going to be like that forever. When it's a set time, God will transition you to your not yet. And God says that your not yet is already done. And so when that person told me, Apostle, I'm about to bless you with my boat, I said, wow. the reason why I said wow is not only because I made the right sound, because I recognize that God is saying when you make the right sound, there's going to be the right sign. And for you to get out of your right now, to get to your not yet, is going to take the right sound. And here it is. He says, Apostle, you've got a boat. I'm giving you the boat. I'm buying you a boat. And I did not have a boat license, skipper's license. Now, the old saints, God bless their heart. They used to say, before God can bless you, you must first get a driver's license before God can bless you with a car. They used to say, before that you must first get this before, but I have discovered God will do it anyhow. When favor comes upon you and when God decides to wow you, he will do it anyhow. And so here it is, here it is, here it is. She was in a right now. She got ready for her not yet. Her not yet is bigger than her right now. But her new not yet becomes a new right now. Are you with me? And now she's now in her new right now, getting ready for a new not yet. And here it is. He says, I will take you from strength to strength, glory to glory. God is always advancing and producing the vehicle of favor that will take you from your right now to your not yet. And right now, you are saying, but God, I'm here right now. If that is true, can you take me there? God says, son, it's not up to him. It's up to you. It's up to the type of sound that you make. And when you God transition you into your new right now, you will get to levels and levels and levels of producing, coming from your right now to your not yet. Your right now to your not yet. Your right now to your not yet. Are you with me, family? That's why the enemy knows the plan of God. And he wants to keep you depressed in your right now. Because he says, the longer I can keep him mad, the more I keep him away from his not yet. The longer I can frustrate the plans, the longer I will keep him away. But we have to learn to make the right sound that takes us to the next season of our lives. Are you with me? And so God says, there are some that he is advancing from your right now to your not yet. The question then is, how does God operate? We need to understand that I come from South Africa. Right now, in South Africa, what's the time? It's 2 a.m. in the morning. But in America, it is 8 p.m. It's almost 8 o'clock. And so as much as we are all exposed to time, we are not all on the same time zones. And so whatever is in the natural happens in the spiritual. Therefore, it's imperative to understand, because what happens here in her right now, it is the time zones that take her to her not yet. And God is in control of that time zone. Are you with me? And so there are time zones, Kairos time zones, spiritual time zones, that as much as we all are here, we are not all spiritually on the same time zone. But God says the minute we get the revelation of how we respond in our right now, that determines how fast you will get to your not yet. Are you with me? And so the time zones of God is important to understand. The first time zone is God's compressed time zone. Say with me, compressed time zone. Compressed time zone is where God does not, praise God, God does not prevent the process from her getting into a knot yet. God does not prevent the process. God provides in the process. Are you with me? And so what does God do? God does not take time out of the process. God come. Okay, you don't believe me. You put on the screen John chapter 6:21. God compresses the time zones. The Bible says, and they willingly received him into the boat, and 2 days after that they got to their destination. Come on. And for 5 minutes after that they got to the immediately. The Message Bible is so clear. It just gives you the message straight away. The Message Bible comes, I'm not sure if you have it, but oh, there it is. Come on. Can you clap? Come on. Can you clap for that young man operating? Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wow, wow. Listen here. Listen, my brothers, sisters. Get the revelation tonight. We are victorious as the body of Christ. The Bible says, so they took him on board in no time. They reach the land, the, my God, exact spot. When you understand God's compressed time, to know that God does not live in time, but time lives in God, and God begins to compress her time, that while she is in her right now, God compresses the time and places her on the exact spot. The exact spot that God has ordained for a life in the season. And that spot is favor. And God is saying, there are some of us that are out of spot. You're in the wrong spot, but get back in the right place. And the text says that they took him on board. Say to your neighbor, you've got to take the word on board. Come on, what does it mean to take him on board? It means that I'm putting on the lenses of God's word. And so we do life 5 ways. You do life through the lenses of God's word. You do life through the language of faith. You do life through the lessons of God's servants. And when you look at the lessons of God's servants, and when you look at the lenses of God's word, and when you look at the language of faith, you will soon understand that if God can do it for them to bring them to the exact spot where they are heading, God can surely take you to where you need to be. I don't know where you are going to, but whatever dream you have, whatever desire you have, it's not all lost. That God will restore everything, and he will bring you to the exact place where you need to be and where you want to be. Are you with me, family? And so what did God do here? They were there. This journey was a 13-mile journey. And when they got to the 8th mile, a storm came up. And there was how many miles to go? It's a 13-mile journey. They had 8 miles. There, and a 13-mile, 8 is 5 miles to go. Which means now, when they got to the 8th mile of their journey, God could have done 2 things. He either pulled their future into their now, or he advanced them into their future. That what was supposed to take a long time, the Bible says he will do it in no time. Then what your doctor says, and what the business said, and what your family said, that you will never achieve and you will never succeed in your life, whatever they said is not what God says. God says, my church is on compressed. Say with me, compressed. The church is on compressed time, which means it's a time where things are going to happen faster, faster, faster. Oh, you don't believe me? Go to Amos. Can you put Message Bible? I've got to look this way. Amos and the Message Bible 9:13. Amos 9:13. So it'd be compressed time. So it'd be compressed time. When the guide gave me the boat, I said to my son, one day into the future, and God compressed the time to give me the next day. Are you with me? Read with me, 1, 2, 3. Yes, indeed. Don't be long now, Cree. Ed will swim. One thing fast on the heels, you won't be able to keep everything. And everywhere you look, praise God, things will happen so fast that the 1 minute you broke and the next minute you bless. That the 1 minute you're unemployed and the next minute you've got employment. That the 1 minute your business is double bankruptcy and the next minute the power of God gives you favor in the marketplace. Say to neighbor, man, get out of your depression. God is restoring things and it will happen so fast. That will head will it says in the text, it says that one thing faster. What it really says, you hardly got used to the one blessing, then the other one blessing overtakes the first one. What do you do when your blessings overtake your blessings? What do you do when your blessings show up before you show up, while you're waiting for your blessings to show up? And God is saying, I want a church to understand that there are some people that are on God's compressed time zone, and in God's compressed time zone, things are happening so fast. And everywhere you look will be burdens, and everywhere you look will be trouble. And everywhere you look will be curses. And everywhere you look will be anxiety. Come on, church, it's time for restoration. That God says, I wanted to understand the power of my word. Because you've been worrying and you had sleepless nights. An anxiety attack of about what the enemy has placed in your mind. But today, get the revelation of the word of God. That God is at work in your life. And God wants to transition you from your right now to get you to your not yet, which is already done. Are you with me, family? I don't know for who this is, but you get it. God is about this week. There'll be some supernatural miracles happening in your life. This week you will see that God will move so fast. That thing that you're waiting for a long time to happen. That job, that opportunity that you've been waiting for a long time to happen. I want to prophetically declare it. That God will put his word in motion. And God will give you content for your testimony. So that you can say, look what the Lord has done. And so it's time for Zion's favor. For Zion is on God's compressed time. So it'd be compressed time. Come on, it's compressed time. Oh, your children is going to get off drugs just like that. Deliverance is going to come to your house just like that. Come on, say this. That's going to happen just like that. Whatever you're trusting God for, God says, it's going to happen all at once. All at once. All at once. Are you with me, family? And so during the time zones of God, there are 10 things you can expect. Number one, you need to expect unexpected elevation. Say it with me, unexpected elevation. Come on, unexpected elevation. There will be elevation that will come to your life that you didn't even qualify for. There will be elevation coming to your life that you did not even apply for. God says, I will just unexpectedly give you favor and I will bring elevation into your life. The second thing that will happen, there will be unheard of opportunities. Say with me, unheard of opportunities. Unheard of opportunities. That's got nothing to do with your capacity. That's got nothing to do with your ability. But God will bring you and give you unheard of opportunity, even if you do not qualify for it. The fact of favor will erase every natural thing. Are you with me, family? Come on, say with me, unexpected elevation. Okay, unheard of opportunity. Something God will do in the season of compressed time. God will give you unheard of or unmatched wisdom. Unmatched wisdom. Unmatched. That you'll be able to build what you never could build before. You'll be able to write what you never could write before. You'll be able to produce what you never produced. There is a level of wisdom that God will reduce upon your life for those who are ready to receive it. That God says, I'm going to make you wiser than your enemy. Are you with me, family? The fourth thing I believe God is saying to me, that you can expect unthinkable breakthroughs. Not only can you expect unexpected elevation, not only will there be unheard of opportunities, not only will there be unmatched wisdom, but there will be unthinkable breakthroughs, breakthroughs that you never thought will be possible, breakthroughs that God will schedule over your life. Then number five, cross culture, you must expect an uncommon harvest that God will pour in. Dr. Walker, there'll be an uncommon harvest that God will send people in from the north, the south, the east and the west, for it is a time for cross culture. This is your time for the set favor of God. It's a time for God's favor to come upon you, and God says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, and you will experience an uncommon harvest. The sixth thing that will happen, there will be unique creativity. So it'll be unique creativity. Unique creativity. There's some creative ideas and innovation that will come from you. And there's some businesses that you will start and open to the glory of God. The seventh thing that you can expect is unprecedented miracles. Unprecedented miracles. Miracles after miracles. Your life will be a miracle and a testimony to the glory of God. The eighth thing you can expect is an unusual anointing. There'll be an unusual anointing. There'll be strength that comes from you in areas that you know you are weak. There'll be an unusual anointing of grace upon your life that God says, I'm about to deliver you. I'm about to set you free, for you need to look at where you are and begin to see differently, because an unusual anointing will elevate you from your situation. And then number nine, I believe God is saying there will be unopposed opposition. So be unopposed opposition. And then there will be unapologetic promotion. And God is saying, I want to restore everything. It doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what things look like, because God is able to do the impossible. I pray tonight that God will open up our eyes to see differently, that God will open up our ears to hear differently, that God will open up our mind to understand differently. Because there was a man in the book of 2 Kings chapter 7, 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 2, when the prophetic word was released, there was a man who began to question God's how. Because more often than not, we can deal with God's when. We can deal with the what of God. But more often than not, we begin to question the how of God. And in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 2, Elisha the prophet makes a declaration that tomorrow this time, the famine will be broken. When he makes that announcement, there was an attendant on whom the king leaned for support, said to the holy man, you expect us to believe that? The prophet says, tomorrow this time, Samaria is in an extended drought. There's been no rain for 3 years. They are in a drought. And the man of God is talking to them about compressed time. And there was a learned man who asked the question, wow, can this be true? Do you really believe this? Because somehow, we try to figure out spiritual things with the natural mind. And we're trying to calculate and go ahead of God. And we try to figure out, instead of just leaving it up to God to deal with it, we try to figure out, like many people tonight are asking, how is it possible that I will get from my right now to my not yet? Elijah the prophet tell the people that you are Samaria, you are in your right now, but Samaria, get ready for your not yet. While he tells them the message and release the prophetic word, there were people who doubted. And the reason why this man was doubting, because he was thinking process. Watch out that you don't outthink yourself out of your miracle. Watch out that you don't outfigure yourself out of your blessing. Watch out that you don't work yourself out of your miracle because of overthinking with the natural mind instead of having faith in God to believe God for the impossible. Hear this man. After Elisha released, maybe just for context, would you mind go to verse 1, please? Just verse 1, 2 Kings 7, verse 1, just for context. Praise God. Are you still here, family? Yes. Amen. Praise God. Just to give you context, 2 Kings 7, verse 1, and then we'll read verse 2. Praise God. There it is. Then Elisha says, what must they do? They must read with me. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Tomorrow about this time, a shear of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 shear of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. What he really says is that you are in your right now. Get ready for your not yet, because tomorrow your not yet will come. And while he releases that word, in verse 2 now, a learned man begin to question the word of the Lord. And he says, the attendant on whom the king leaned for support said to the holy man, you expect us to believe that? Trap doors opening in the sky and food tumbling out? The prophet replied, you'll watch it with your own eyes, he said, but you will not eat so much as a mouthful. Doubt is deadly. The Lord has sent me this way tonight to let you know that it's time for restoration, that God will restore all things. This man is questioning, and what he's questioning is not when God is going to do it, because the prophet in verse 1 tells him, first of all, what God is going to do. Provide food. When is he going to do it? Tomorrow. Where is he going to do it? At the gate of Samaria. He does not have a problem with the what of the miracle, the where of the miracle, and the when of the miracle. He has a problem that we have is the how of the miracle. Because we are forever looking at our inabilities. And God says it's got nothing to do with your ability. When I release His favor upon your life, yes, sir. The favor does not come based on your ability and based on what you do. Favor is what God do for you and not what you do for God. I'll say it again. Favor is what God do for you and not what you do for God. And so, here it is, he's questioning God's how. And the only reason why he's questioning God's how in his now, because it sound too good to be true. But when faith activates, you realize that God will honor his word. Whatever word God has spoken over your life, God will honor his word. And this man could just see it happening. But he stayed in his right now. Never transition. Watch this now. While an entire city move from their right now to their not yet. An entire city. One man who doubted stayed in his right now. I pray tonight that you will not doubt what God will do. Because this man is thinking process. Why? You are saying tomorrow this time. Don't you know in order for for food to be there, there has to be watering, there has to be seed, there has to be ground, there has to be working, there has to be waiting. Don't you understand? There is a process before that can take place. But little does he knows that God does not prevent the process. God provides compressed time to make things go faster. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, God is saying that this is your time for favor. It's your time where I am about to do you a favor, where I'm about to bring you into one of the greatest seasons of your life. Yes, you've had lack, and yes, you've had disappointment, and yes, COVID have robbed you from so many things. But God says, this is the time where I will restore everything. 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 And I pray tonight that God will honor you, that God will bless you as you transition tonight from your right now to your not yet. And then as you focus on the compressed time zone of God, to know God will work it out. Amen. God will work it out. He's already worked it out. And so there are 10 zones, time zones. I'm busy writing a book on that. The first one is a compressed time zone. The other time zone is the customized time zone, where God customizes your problem and also God customizes your provision. And right now, we are going through different things because we've been customized. It's a setup so that God can get the glory. Finally, why does God want to restore it all? Acts chapter 3 verse 21. Acts chapter 3 verse 21. Why is the priority on God's agenda for the restoration of all things? Acts chapter 3 verse 21 says, for the time being he must remain out of sight in heaven until some things are restored. Until everything is restored to order again, just the way God, through the preaching of his holy prophet, said of old, said it would be. What it says there, for the time being, he, referring to Jesus, must remain out of sight in heaven. What it really says, that before Jesus can return, there has to be restoration of all things. And so the why does God want to restore is so that the end time prophecy of the word can come into fruition. He says now, he's going to restore through the preaching of his holy prophets of old, of the old said it would be. Go to Joel 2:28. Because what did the prophet say it would be? Joel said these following words as I'm coming to a close. Amen. Are you here, family? Yes. Come on, are you receiving the word of the Lord? Yes. Come on, are you receiving the word of the Lord? Yes. I need you to go home tonight with new lenses. I need you to look at your life, your situation differently. He says, Joel chapter 2 verse 28 says the following. Praise God. There it is. And that's just the beginning. After, I will pour out my spirit on all your sons will prosper. Go to verse 25, please. Verse 25. There you go. There you go. Read with me 1, 2, 3. Devastation, locust savage, locust deadly, fierce locust. Locust do that great. Praise God. That is what the prophets have prophesied. Before Jesus can return, there has to be a restoration of all the years. Now, each of that locust have specific name that time doesn't allow me, because each of that locust have a specific assignment on your life. They have a specific nature. Each locust that are there has a specific nature. But all I want to say and encourage you tonight, that the God of restoration, that is his, on his agenda. And the only reason why is so that God can get the glory. Amen. God, Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. Isaiah 61 verse 3. He says, and I, and you shall be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. So that, there it is. There it is. Let's read 1, 2, 3. To care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion. Give them banquets of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy instead of new doom, praising heart instead of languid spirit. Rename them oaks of righteousness, planted by the Lord, to display his, come on, to display his, to display his, your restoration is for his glorification. Your restoration, your children, your husband, your family's restoration is for God's glorification. And I believe tonight that the Spirit of the Lord is here to strengthen you tonight. I want to close with a song that says restoring all. And I think my voice is a bit, but listen to the words of the song, please. Amen. Are you blessed tonight? Amen. Come on, are you really blessed tonight? Tonight, restoring all, restoring all. No matter how broken, God will restore it all. Restore it all, restore it all. No matter how broken, God will restore it all. And thus I know a new day dawn. I look to Christ, he is my Lord. I now rejoice with this loud voice, and I declare
things will be greater than before. Restoring all.
Come and sing it with me tonight.
Restoring all.
No matter how broken.
No matter how broken. God will restore it all. Restore it all. Restore it all. No matter how broken, God will restore it all. No matter how broken, God will restore it all. No matter how broken, God will restore it all. God will restore it all. No matter how broken, God will restore it all.
Come on, just worship Him tonight. If you believe it, God will restore. Restore your family, restore your marriage, restore your ministry, restore your money. Come on, can you begin to pray in this place? Can you begin to thank God and say, God, I thank you right now for restoring my home, restoring my children, restoring my unsaved children tonight. Come on, church. Can you begin to thank God for the spirit of restoration that is coming to your life, to all your brokenness tonight? There's restoration coming tonight. Your children are coming home, they're coming home, they're coming home, they're coming home, they're coming right. I believe tonight your daughters are coming home, your sons are coming home. God is bringing restoration in your family tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak restoration over your health tonight. Whatever the doctors have declared tonight, we speak the restoration and the healing power of God over your life. Come on, can you begin to thank God tonight? Say, Lord, thank you for restoring my mind. Thank you for restoring my spirit. Thank you for restoring my faith. Thank you for restoring my future. Thank you for restoring. Come on, there is a spirit of restoration tonight that God says, I will restore it all. You've lost so much, endured all pain, and you thought you will never recover again. God says, this is your night of recovering tonight. It's your night of restoration tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you right now for your spirit that is here. We thank you right now, oh God, for your word that is life. We thank you for the spirit of restoration, bringing healing, bringing hope, oh God, in every hopeless situation, giving strength in every weak situation. Oh God, thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we call forth and we declare that we are whole, God, that the restoring power of God is our power tonight. Thank you for strengthening your people tonight. There are many that have given up on their lives, given up on their dreams, given up on their destiny. But tonight we pick it up again. We lift up our head again, God, and we thank you tonight for the spirit of restoration. We command tonight every brokenness to be made whole. We command tonight every disappointment to become God's divine appointment, for you are worthy of praise tonight and worthy of glory tonight. Oh, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Come on, press in tonight. There's an anointing here tonight. There's an anointing of grace, an anointing of wisdom tonight. We press in tonight. Thank you, Lord, for sight. Thank you for sight tonight. We are seeing differently. We are looking differently. You have opened our eyes of our understanding tonight, and we speak for wholeness tonight. I command every sickness, every disease in your body right now. I speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ, that by His stripes you are healed. I command every diabetes, every blood pressure, every cancer in your body right now, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we speak healing right now, for by your stripes you are healed tonight. We pray for a spirit of deliverance right now, in the name of Jesus. We speak wellness and wholeness tonight, and may the God of grace and the God of peace tonight Restore it all. Restore it all. Thank you for the sound of restoration. For the sound of restoration, God. Oh God, we see the sign of restoration. Thank you for the testimonies that will come back to this house to say, look what the Lord has done. We are expectant. We are anticipating a move of the Spirit of God that this house has never ever seen before. We pray, oh God, right now that you will open up the windows of heaven over your people. And thank you for the anointing of power and deliverance and grace right now. Now we rebuke every satanic sphere, every satanic agenda against this house tonight, and we speak life and wholeness. We thank you for the power of the cross that will lead and guide us tonight. You shall live in or die. You shall live in or die. You shall live in or die. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of God's favor is upon you. This is the time of set favor. Cross culture, this is the time of set favor. This is a time for God to favor you. This is a time for God to favor your family. This is a time, a set time for God to favor your business. This is a set time for God to favor your finances. The favor of the Lord bring restoration tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say with me, say, Heavenly Father, tonight I thank you. It's not how things look, it's how I look at things. Tonight, oh God, I look at things through the lenses of the cross. I am whole. I am well. I'm delivered. I'm set free from every bondage. All the chains have been broken. And today, Spirit of God, I am delivered. I see differently. I speak differently. I hear differently. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the sound and the sign that will produce the wow of God over my life. Heavenly Father, thank you for the realm of your wow. And today I will walk in it, believe in it, declare it over my life, that this is my season for supernatural breakthrough, for supernatural miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ, my family is blessed. My finances are blessed. Today, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Spirit of God, for your presence here in this place tonight. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. In Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord praise tonight. Amen. Praise God. God bless you.